forefront of these challenges. For the war we're protesting today is not a war against Iraq only. It's not only a war against the people of Iraq. It's a war against our civil liberties. It is a war against our freedom. It's a war on healthcare. It's a war on education. It's a war on the poor people in this country and all around the world. It is a war on the United States Constitution. But with all these challenges and with all the high stakes, today we have many reasons to be optimistic. We saw a growing resistance to the United States government plans here in this country and elsewhere. We saw that in the last 2 weeks, we witnessed how the bullying tactics of the Bush administration didn't work. We saw how countries all around the world, countries such as Chile, which has a long history of anti-colonialism, refused to be blackmailed or bribed in order to sign on the colonization of yet another country. But we have one major reason for optimism, and that's us, our movement. I'm talking both about the threat and the depth of our movement. Today, we take to the streets as one group of people that is multi-ethnic, multi-religious, a group that has all kinds of people in its ranks: workers, painters, artists, professionals, students, youth, moms and dads, community leaders, political leaders. We're all united in one objective. With all our diversity, we have one objective, which is to stopping the war and upholding self-determination for all people around the world. Our peace movement today realizes the interdependence between the struggles of our people here at home and the struggles of all people around the world. It realizes that we cannot possibly oppose the war on Iraq without being opposed to the economic exploitation and military intervention around the globe, wherever that may be. It is a movement that is part and parcel of the struggles all around the world. In the Philippines, in Colombia, in Chile, in Nigeria, in South Africa, and in Palestine. The United States government has the objectives in its war on Iraq of reshaping and colonizing the Arab world, subjugating its people, and exploiting its resources. Despite the military occupation, despite the horrific conditions they live under, despite the oppression that they face on a daily basis, the Palestinian people continue their struggle for independence and self-determination. They continue to be the major obstacle for the United States government plans in the region. It is time for this movement to recognize the centrality of the Palestinian question and to stand with the Palestinian people in their just cause.